Hello and welcome to the Carousel Radio Show.
Yay! Welcome to Carousel Radio. My name is Fran.
My name is Ewan McAdam, and I remember when Carousel Radio started that I interviewed lots of people at the Rock House and at the Blue Camel Club, which are carousel music events.
I'm Davin. I tell bad jokes. I went to the party with a skeleton.
Why did you go to the party with a skeleton?
Because there's nobody to go with.
I remember when we did the family What's That Sound and I cheated. And this show is all about memories.
In this show, we have an interview and songs from Louis Walden.
Hello, my name is Louis Walden.
Hi, I'm Ben, and I work with Louis, writing songs and learning music.
I'm at DV8 now.
So what's DV8, and what do you do there?
It's a music and media college. I did music on Logic.
Where is DV8 based?
In Sussex.
So tell us what you did in a carousel house band, Louis.
I play the keyboard.
What is your favourite carousel house band song and why?
Pink Dawn, because if these feelings from the heart, indestructible feelings.
Louis, can you please recite the first few lines of Pink Dawn?
Feelings from the heart, mysterious, happy and calm. Mysterious.
Louis, how did you learn to write songs?
By writing up on the board at St John's and typing in Microsoft Word at DV8. And writing songs on the board at Access to Music.
So Louis, how does doing music make you feel?
I feel happy because listening to classical music is calm and peaceful.
Louis, who is your favourite musician and why?
My favourite musician is Tanya Christina because there's a small voice and big mouth. I like the Rolling Stones.
Is there any specific songs that you like from their albums that make you feel happy?
My favourite song is Paint It Black.
So, Ben, how did you meet Louis and what do you enjoy about working together?
I met Louis when I was teaching music at St John's College, where Louis was a student. I enjoy working with Louis because he has lots of very interesting ideas and he's very free musically. So he'll try new things out and he'll have lots of fun. And that means I have lots of fun too.
Two bags of dried pasta. Dried pasta. One. Two. Hello there. My name's Louis Walkden and this is a video all about counting and numbers.
So, Louis, we just watched your video on mock food and wine. Do you want to become a mathematician?
Yes. I recorded myself on video at Rock Food and Wine by using my phone. I bought some of these two boxes of mini pizzas and three bottles of washing up liquid.
One. Two. Three. Four. Four jars of pasta sauce, and now I've got three because I've counted them. And also, the number four is on the shopping list. Four. Good things, these numbers, aren't they? I'll see you then. Bye.
What do you enjoy about recording your videos?
Recording videos. They make me feel happy. Recording clips for my childhood.
So, Lou, if you had your own radio show, what subjects would you cover?
Charity shops.
Charity shops, yeah, good.
Okay. And plastic bottles.
Yes.
And environments.
Very good. Topical issues. Mm.
So that's the end of the interview. Now we're going to hear a song that Louis Walton did for us.
This is Dangerous World. It's a dangerous world. It's a dangerous world. It's a dangerous world for animals. Escaping from the zoo is dangerous. That's what you gotta do. Crossing roads for hedgehogs is dangerous. And smoking cigarettes is dangerous too. No animal escapes from a zoo. No animal escapes from a farm. No animal escapes from anywhere, anywhere in harm. People coming to the rescue, and animals being saved and sent to the zoo. People think they're cruel, and no one will ever believe in you. No animal escapes from the zoo. No animal escapes from the farm. No animal escapes from anywhere, anywhere in harm. Because we're human, we think we know better. Take it for granted because it's in our nature. No animal escapes from the zoo. No animal escapes from the farm. No animal escapes from anywhere, anywhere in harm. It's a dangerous world. Dangerous world for animals. It's a dangerous world.
That was Dangerous World by Louis Walton. We'll be hearing more songs from Louis Walton in the show a bit later on.
So this is a poem by Fran Reynolds, and it's called My Memory Poem. I remember when I had to go to hospital when I was 5 after an asthma attack, which was scary. I remember a time when I went abroad without my mum, that was upsetting. I remember a time when I moved house and it was stressful. I remember a time when I went to weddings that made me happy. I remember a time when I first started Carousel Radio. Now that makes me very happy.
Fib or fact?
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts.
So welcome to Fact or Fib. Each member of the radio team will answer fact or fib to 3 statements each, but they must be quick as they have just 30 seconds to do it in. This month is about memories of Carousel Radio shows. Welcome to Liz from Carousel. What's coming up for Carousel in the future?
There's lots of exciting things coming up at Carousel. We've got a new plan for the next 4 years, and we're going to be doing lots of projects in film and music, radio, all kinds of things happening. One project we've got at the moment is working with children from schools around Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
And they're making films that we're going to be showing at a cinema coming up in June, so we'll let everybody know about that. And they can find everything we're doing on our website at carousel.org.uk.
Fib or fact?
So Liz, we start with you. Your questions are about the future, which was a Carousel Radio episode which was broadcast in June 2017. Are you ready?
Yes, I think so.
It's all right, no pressure. Start the clock. Fact or fib? When Davitt did his Futuresque gadget review from 2017, he was 200 years old. Is that a fact or a fib?
I think that's a fact.
No, it's a fib, actually. He was, in fact, 133. He worked as a DJ in an old people's home. In Johnny Shatter's futuristic story, Johnny's dad comes back to life. A fact or a fib?
It's quite tricky when you've got one wrong, isn't it? I think that's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact. The story also features Carousel Radio producer Dave Lavis getting beamed from the USS Starship Enterprise into Johnny's house. Oh, really? Fran said that in the future she would like petrol cars to be replaced by monster trucks. Fact or a fib?
I can't imagine Fran saying that, but maybe. I think that's a fib.
It is a fib, yeah. Fran said electric cars would be better for the environment. And Liz, how did you do?
I got two, I think.
Okay, so Liz has got 2 points. So, David, your questions are about the food episode broadcast in May 2016. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Let's start the clock, please. One of Johnny's health tips was to eat 2 15-ounce steaks every day. A fact or a fib?
As a fact.
Yeah, it is a fact. He also advises to drink 6 espresso coffees for every day and to never go to the doctor. Ridiculous. Fact or fib? You ate spaghetti worms and snot sauce during your blindfold taste test. Fact or fib?
As a fact.
It's a fact. You also ate octopus and frog pie and an onion burger with shrimp ketchup. Sounds revolting. In Fran's food and drink poem, she says that her favourite food is a raw egg and fish smoothie. Fact or a fib?
As a fib.
It is a fib. Fran's favourite food is pizza. How did you do, Dava?
Three.
So for the first time ever in one of the Fact or Fib, Dava is actually the winner. Yay. 3 out of 3. So thank you to everybody who has taken part in Fact or Fib, Dava, Fran and the guests. And thank you for listening. My name is Ewan the DJ and this has been Fact or Fib. Thank you.
Fib or fact?
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts.
This is about my background, my family, and I thought it might be interesting to let people know about my family. My ancestry. My name is Johnny Schachter, and I was born in England but raised in Edmonton, Alberta. My dad was born in Montreal in September of 1920, and my mum was born in Riga, Latvia in 1923. My mum and dad first met in a biochemistry lab at McGill University in Montreal. On my dad's side, they were of Jewish Ukrainian background, and Dad's family fled from the Ukraine roughly in the 1910s. On my mum's side, because of the Russian revolutions in the 1910s, her family were pro-Bolshevik. Although most of my mum's family died in the Holocaust, her immediate family, meaning her mum, dad and sister, were in Sweden in 1939. Because of the war, one could not travel through Europe, so they went all the way through Russia to Vladivostok, then Japan, and then to New York, where they lived for a year before moving to Montreal. Montreal at that time was very anti-Semitic, since Duplessis was in power. When Mum met Dad, Dad was in medical school, but decided not to be a doctor, but a research scientist. His area was in biochemistry and physiology. As well, he was also a qualified psychiatrist. After Mum and Dad married in 1944, they moved to Halifax in 1947 and then to London, England, where they raised 3 kids, me and my older brother Eric and my older sister Marion. They moved to England in 1950, but moved again in 1965 to Edmonton, Alberta. I was 8 years old when we moved to Edmonton, and I have very fond memories of Edmonton because I had lots of friends and an interesting life, like going to high school and then university. My earliest childhood memories was when I was 7 in England in 1964, going to see A Hard Day's Night, the film, with Marion, and I was very excited about seeing the Beatles film. Also that year before we moved to Canada, Dad took me to a Pete Seeger concert in 1965, which I still remember. Well, my dad was a skeptic, my mum was an atheist, and her father was an atheist, and mum and dad were never strict about Jewish religion in our house. I think we are called secular Jews. I still remember my granny, my mum's mum. She was alive when before we moved to Canada. Every morning at the breakfast table, I would turn her egg cup upside down for an egg. I still remember the incident. And I love to tell you, on Wednesdays, this was before we moved to Canada, England, every Wednesday, school would be shut on a Wednesday afternoon, and Granny, Mum, and me used to go to Golders Green and have a Chinese meal.
This poem is by Sam Castor Ward.
I remember the events from years ago, everything that was said and done. I still feel each action, how they all embarrassed me in the place I'll stay far from.
My memories from somewhat later on, I remember with joy and glee. All that felt so nice, I feel enticed to recount what made me happy.
If I'm now living in the past, how can I carry on? If life's made up of selected events, each one either soothed or stung. If I look past the events I recall, then I can see there's more. There was good and bad in every period of this life, I was so sure. If I remember the good, I can try and outweigh the bad times troubling me. The forgotten happiness could re-emerge and help my recovery. I recall the negative patterns I think will continue if I live freely. When I don't let them stop me and believe the good times can come back, then I can make some more memories.
That poem was by Sam Castor Ward.
Carousel Radio Show!
And now let's hear some more songs from Louis Walton.
2, 3, 4! Every day when you're walking down the street, and everybody that you meet has an original point of view, and I say, hey, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. We can learn to work and play, get along with each other. Gotta listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm, rhythm of the street. Open up your eyes, open up your ears, get together and make things better by working together. It's a simple message and it comes from the heart. Believe in yourself, for that's the place to start. And I say, hey, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. We can learn to work and play, get along with each other. And I say, hey, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. We can learn to work and play, get along with each other. Gotta listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm of the street. Open up your eyes, open up your ears, get together and make things better by working together. It's a simple message and it comes from the heart. Believe in yourself, for that's the place to start. And I say, hey, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. We can learn to work and play, get along with each other. Hey, what a wonderful kind of day. Hey, what a wonderful kind of day. Hey, what a wonderful kind of day. Hey! Believing Yourself is a theme tune to Arthur, and The Fastest Thing Alive was the theme tune to Sonic the Hedgehog.
Here it comes.
Right! Everyone! This is The Fastest Thing Alive. Here we go.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Too fast for the naked eye. The Hedgehog. Sonic. Never moved. Sonic. By the eye. Sonic.
That's the end of the show. I'd like to thank Louis and Ben and Joe for coming.
Over the next couple of months, you'll be hearing shows that we've already done or recorded. We'll be back with new shows soon. So look out for new shows on iTunes or on the Carousel website, which is carousel.org.uk. Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented, learning disabled writers and musicians.
We need your help, the listener, to keep this important and exciting project going. We need your feedback on the show to help with our funding.
Please tell us what you think on social media. Search Carousel Art UK on Twitter and Facebook and leave a comment. Or email us at radio@carousel.org.uk.
radio@carousel.org.uk.
Please subscribe to our podcast. Search Carousel Radio on iTunes and give us a rating and a comment. I would feel very sad if it wasn't here.
I've learned how to make a podcast.
And love going out and about to discover the sounds of life and meeting people.
That's the end of the show, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.